हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावरीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Page 60. Separate activities take place in each of these manifestations by his inconceivable Shakti. Thus there is no contradiction in simultaneously closing and opening his eyes in the different forms produced in different manifestations. The powerful Lord, who is the shelter of various contradictory actions, is the actual performer of those actions. Right? So even though whatever the Lord does has that all these contradictory qualities in them, He himself is the one who's performing them. Right? So he can do them all simultaneously. That's the point. He may be doing different things, like Vamadeva's doing one thing, and then as Krishna he's doing another thing. There's not a problem. So in the same way is that he, as he expands to be with all his 16,108 wives, then he's with them, and all of them he's doing different activities, completely different. Otherwise, what's the point if they're doing exactly the same thing? Right? It means it's within the principle of the concept of what family life will be, but the detail of what they'll be doing at the particular time, that's the uniqueness, that's the difference. Otherwise, why would Lakshmi expand, you know, if it's going to be the same thing? Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? So if Lakshmi is serving leftovers, then her expansion should be serving leftovers also. Right? It's different. That's why. So this is 16,108 of the major, you can say, you know, varieties. There's millions, but the point is this is then what is going to, you could say, is enough where the subtleties of the difference is appreciated. You know, where we can appreciate. Like, Krishna has unlimited qualities, but 64 we can relate to. Beyond that, it gets too subtle. There's unlimited qualities. So many times. The powerful Lord, who is the shelter of various contradictory actions, is the actual performer of these actions. This is his nature that is described in many places in Bhagavatam. The wise, however, do not gain happiness by seeing this display of power, right? Because that's not the whole point. Is that he's doing all that, that's not actually what creates the interest or creates the happiness. Does that make sense? Because this is just a manifestation of his Aishwarya, his opulence. As being God, this is what he does. Right? So that's not the main reason, or that's not the attractive feature. It is very necessary of the very necessity of existence of the Lord with contrary prosperities is the proof of its existence. Right? So he's expanding as all these forms, and he can do all these different things. That's then the point of the existence of this position. Since each form is the locus of various actions, the Lord has different identities in each of these manifestations for nourishing the rasa of the pastimes. Right? In other words, the identity will be, he's Krishna of Dwarka, but he'll be the husband of this particular wife. So that identity will give rise to that rasa. And then in the next palace, his identity is the husband of that wife. Is that? Yeah. And by his will, accepts not to be aware of the actions of his other forms. means he can be, he's Sarvajnan, he can know everything. But by his will, he doesn't. That's the whole thing. So he doesn't. He's just doing this as if this is all there is. And that gives rise to the taste of that rasa. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because he has the power, these expansions take place in his associates as well. They also have different manifestations. For instance, Devaki was present in each of the marriages of the 16,000 queens simultaneously. Right? Because otherwise, what's the point of being the mother of God if you can't go to all the weddings? So, like that, he's expanded. Now the queen, there's just one queen there. But all those who would be there, right? And so this example of those who would come. So she would come, Vasudeva would come, Uddhava would come. I'm sure Ugrasena, they would all. Then so they're expanded as all these different. And in that way, then each pastime with each queen that's happening simultaneously is perfect and complete. Not that, sad Devaki and they couldn't come because they're busy at the other wedding and stuff like that. No, they're there at all the weddings, right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So there's no shortage there. It's complete. That's why he's going as if that's the only one. And it's complete in itself. And the next one, that's the only one. So that's the point, is everything coming from him is perfect and complete. Sukadeva Goswami continued, the Lord, performer of the inconceivable, right? So that aspect, it's amazing, but as pointed out before by Prabhupada in that previous there's nothing impossible for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is all-powerful, omnipresent, and imperishable. And so there is nothing wonderful in this pastime. Because he is God. That is his position. That's just who he is. So it's not wonderful that he does amazing things, because that's just who he is. So that's why he's saying the wise, then they find the taste in the relationship that's going on, why he's doing that. So to please each queen, to please the devotees, like that, then that will go on. Otherwise there'd be an incompleteness. So it's to please them that this happens, not that this happening is what's special. Right? In other words, the devotion and the exchange of devotion between the Lord and the devotees, that's what's special. Not that he, as God, can do all these amazing things. Not for us. So here, and that means those who know more, because wise in this case would connotate that there's someone who knows more. Mm-hmm. So those who only know up to the platform of Aishvarya, then this for them is perfect. That's what they'll see. Oh, he's God, he's doing what amazing pastimes he's doing because he's God. So they'll like these pastimes because they're just so amazing. It means in Vaikuntha there's one of him there with Lakshmi and they're doing it and it's fabulous. Right? Fabulous still is the proper, right? Not like.
I believe so.
Okay. Not to go back to the etymology and find out it's something weird. Right? Okay. So then in the. But we see is then that even the Vaikuntha Wallas will appreciate Dwarka because he is so great and grand that now he can do this because it's only God could be there in 16,100 palaces for the weddings. Only he could do that. And to expand his associates and everything like that. Right? It's not because in each Vaikuntha planet, then Lakshmi's there. Right? Even though he's taking on a different flavor as Keshava or Narayana or Madhava, like this, then she's there. And then there's so unlimited of those. And then Vishrakshena and Garuda and Hana, they're all the. So, does that make sense? So. That's stand there, but that's because of his greatness. And so here's another aspect of his greatness. So for them, they'll be very inspired by this. Right? It's important to note because this makes the difference between the tastes of the different sampradayas. Right? So it's not that they're talking about Vrindavan and all these things. And so, yes. And so we can talk about it, and they'll like hearing us talk about it. But they're thinking about it from. They're impressed by the opulence that's being expressed. Well, for those who know more depth, then they'll understand it's the rasa that's the main thing. Is that something? Yeah.
Third verse of the Bhagavatam is brought out. Mahuraho rasika bhubi bhavata.
Yes. So it's that. So then the more one appreciates this, then the more taste one gets. Does that make sense? Because the taste of Vaishra is perfect. Right? But then when you have that sweetness, it's more perfect. And then when you have Braj, that's the most perfect. Right? Because it's just about that flavor. It's not about the grandeur. So, seeing that is the Brajabhasis can appreciate the Dwarka pastimes because they'll just see the sweetness because they know how to taste sweetness. They'll just see that. The opulence is there, but that's like Prabhupada said, it's nothing wonderful because he is God. Of course they'll do that. But if he didn't do that, then what's the point of being God?
Right? Whereas sweetness means the personal nature of the interactions, trying to please.
Yes, it's just him as a person is so attractive. It doesn't matter if he's God or not. Like we can see is that in the Vrajavasis are all attracted by Krishna's sweetness. And then it's slowly through his pastimes kind of revealed that he is God. And there's a few hiccups on the way that it doesn't digest well for them. It doesn't change their relationship. That's the specialness of Vrajabhati. Well, you see when the Aishwarya element becomes manifested and it's known in the Dwarka pastimes, they'll shift into Dasya. They'll drop their actually Stai Baba. You know, and then until Yogamaya extends again, and then they'll go back into their Stai Baba. But here the Brajbasis just become bewildered because it doesn't make sense because they won't change that style. But gradually it comes, you know, it becomes more well known, but it's not something it's not important to them. So a Prabhupada says it's not wonderful means it's not something that attracts you to it. Doesn't mean that it's not something special. It just means that that's not the specialness to what you're doing. Is that what makes sense? Yeah. So. Okay. Okay. We're on Sukadeva Goswami continue.
Yes.
Sukadeva Goswami continue. The Lord, performer of the inconceivable, constantly remained in each of his queen's palaces, which were unequaled and unexcelled by any other residence. So each one was the best. You know, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on his Vyas Puja, they had cooked 64 items. Right? So this is 64 individual items, not make some sandesh, divide it into 10 parts and put different color food colorings into it and call it 10 preparations. We're not talking that style. We're talking 64 actually different preparations. And that's a lot. You know, we may do 108, we do 1,008 just means it's a lot of mixes of the same thing. But here is 64 very exact things. And so then the devotees very enthusiastic, so what were your favorites? Which one was the best? And then his answer was, each one was better than the other. So each one was the best in their own unique way. Right? So that's the aspect that's here. So each one is unexcelled by any of the others. Unequal and unexcelled because it has some other aspect that's special that perfectly matches the mood of that queen and that relationship between Krishna and that queen. Otherwise, what's the point of expanding if there's not some unique element? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, the point is one could say, oh, but then that's not in those who are higher. No, it's there, but because it's mixed, then it has a different flavor. Does that make sense? If I have sour on its own, it's just sour. And it has a different flavor than if it's sour and sweet. And sweet on its own has a different flavor than sour and sweet. You understand? So that's the whole point, is that all of those qualities all there in Rukmini. Right? And then expanding into the other seven queens to make the main flavors that are there. Then from there you expand out into the 16,100. But the point is that it's just you get a different flavor when you just take particular elements. Does that make sense? But because it's complete, then in itself it's a full relationship. There, although satisfied within himself, he enjoyed with his pleasing wives, and like an ordinary husband, he carried out his household duties. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments. Performing inconceivable activities. Atarka Krit. Krishna was situated in each of the houses of all the wives, such that each thought that the Lord was with them and not with anyone else. But because he's just there paying full attention and all that, and so that feeling is he's just there, he's not in the other palace, they don't worry about it. Right? It means you only need to get jealous if there's something not working. You know, I mean, in other words, when does jealousy have an advantage? Right? When there's nothing else to do, when you're bored, right? Then you can create something, right? Because if you're bored, it means nothing's happening. Nothing happening means no experience. But you create jealousy, then you have an experience. Right? So, here, because they're so fully absorbed, because Krishna's interacting with them so perfectly, they don't even think about the others. They just think it's complete here, Krishna's here, and that's all that matters. So they're not worried about that. So, yeah. Their houses had no equal or superior, even in Vaikuntha, right? Because you have to remember, this is Goloka, so then it will be superior to Vaikuntha. What then to speak of the enjoyment there? Being submerged in his natural love, he enjoyed with all those women. Whereas in Vaikuntha, Narayan enjoys with only one woman. Right? So he's just with Lakshmi. But here he's with all these different varieties of expansions. Because Lakshmi is the main one there. It's all very formal. And so if she's there, the others may be there, but it's, she's there. You don't see him just with Neela or just with Boo. Right? Does that make sense? There are all these different things, you know, how you say. With Hri, with Dri, with, you know, like all these, you don't, he's there with them, it's just that she expands and then there'll be a bigger group. But here, then, he's just with that one queen. So you don't get that in Vaikuntha. Dwarka was thus more opulent than Vaikuntha. And there he carried out household duties with the addition of sweetness. Right? So it has that opulence, it has those duties, which are all then, you know, Aishwarya, and then the duties, the aspect of the good, but then it had that sweetness added to it. Right? The Maryada is there, he's doing his duties, but it had some sweetness. Does that make sense? So that's what makes Dwarka unique. That's what's the difference. Otherwise, you think it's all the same kind of stuff. But no, there's a difference in the flavor. Skanda Purana explains that these women were the eternal Shaktis of the Lord. 16,000 gopis went to Dwarka. Krishna is Paramatma, Janardana, and they were his energies, famous as 16. Just as the moon has 16 phases, a full circle with 16 parts, each then expanded into 1,000 to become 16,000. Does that make sense how it is? And 1,000 is 10, what is it? Yeah, 10 times 10 times 10. So in other words, you have 10 major things, right? Because here we're talking about the moon, so that brings in the astrological. So when you're dealing with the Prashna, you have 10 main situations, right? So that's just the basic. Then most will always have 100. So then they'll have 10 subdivisions of those 10. Just to give that little bit of variety. It's your older brother who's harassing you. No, it's the second oldest brother who's harassing you. No, it's the brother equal to you. No, it's the one just below. No, it's your sister. It's your older sister. No, it's your younger sister. No, it's your older and younger sister together. And you understand? That's how it works. Right? You know, we shouldn't get too impressed by it. That's just what's going on. So, and then Bhrigu, then what's special about that? It takes again 10. So it takes each of those 10 and divides again. And so then that gets down to such detail. right? That every conditioning you see is contained within Brigu. Like that. If you had all the cards, then anybody who comes there, you would have a card that explains their lives. Like that. But nowadays, I think there's about 30, 35 of them. And each one only has some of the cards, probably some overlapping, and they absolutely, on no grounds, will ever share them. Otherwise, they could put it together and maybe have a complete one, but no, they won't do that. Like that. It just wouldn't be.
Jeopardize their livelihood.
Yeah, of course.
March the 16 in relation to the moon, the 16 titis.
The 16 titis?
Oh. 14 that are repeated twice.
Okay.
And 2 that are once every day.
Okay. Okay, the Amavasya and the Purnima.
That's why it's...
So Pratipatruli through the Chaturdasi.
That's why it's 16 kalas, Sodashakala.
Sodashakala, yeah.
16 parts of the moon.
Okay, so that's the standard thing. It's used in the puja, it's used in these things. Like when you install the seat of the Lord, then it has the 16 parts of the moon. I think, I can't remember what it is of the sun. I think it's 12 of the sun and 10 of fire, something like that. So you have the Surya Mandala, the Arka Mandala, and the, what is it, Vahini Mandala? Okay.
For the fire.
Yeah. So then you have all these different things. So here is that you see is that then expanding into 1,000, you have these 16 main flavors. And then from there, then you have then 1,000 variations of those. Does that make sense? So you have 10 main and then 10 of those and then 10 of those. And so, you know, beyond that, that's why that's all the further it's taken. It's not that in Gaula it doesn't go greater than that. But it's just here, more than that, our head will crack. So that's all the farther it needs to be taken. Does that make sense? Because that's the point. It's revealed scriptures. How much we can deal with is how much is there. Otherwise, Krishna's unlimited, his pastimes are unlimited, therefore his queens are unlimited. You know, like in Vrindavan, there's 16,108 gopis, our main. But you hear at the Rasa dance, there's millions. So 16,108 are the major ones of the millions. Right? And then of that, 108 are main, and then of that, 8 are main, like this. Right? Until there was one. Right? Yes? Yes.
Maharaj, we know that the gopis of Braj, they have pure madhurja. No Aishwarya, no... It's completely pure. But now we hear the same personalities coming into Dwarka pastimes, and apparently it's half Aishwarya. So how is that matching? Because it's their Sthayi Bhava, it's fixed. So how
yeah, but where else will they? Where else will? What else will expand?
Yeah, that's my. Impression.
We can't. You know, we can't. We can't outsource here. You know, so it's just the Vrajabhava. In other words, it's Radha and Krishna. And so they are the complete personality of Godhead and the complete energy, the Surup Shakti. So they expand into everything else. So Radharani is expanding into the eight gopis. So
yeah.
And so you see is that here as they're going around, he has eight queens. Who's in the middle? You understand? So that's what's not brought out. So Radha and Krishna are always in the middle. So all it is those are the eight positions of those gopis. And then from there, then they have their expansions. So in this way, then Radharani is Rukmini, Radharani is Lakshmi. But at the same time is different. Different flavor, different mood. So it's just that it's an aspect of their personality. Just like they know about Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Right? Means of the Brajbasis, they can talk technical philosophy more than anybody there. You know, Uddhava was impressed by that. You know, because he's a Dwarkawala, so then, you know, he's been trained by Brihaspati. So all this kind of knowledge is standard for him. In fact, he tried to use that knowledge to throw Nanda and Yashoda, you know, drop them out of that sense of separation that was there because of their absorption in the parental rasa. So he thought by bringing out these technical points, it would drop them out of the rasa to dasya, like it does in Dwarka. But it didn't. Like that. And then when he goes and talks to the gopis tell him all this stuff that he would have told them. So that he's God, that he's the supreme, this, that's not a problem for them. They just like him as a person. And these other things, it's like, it's there. You know, it's just like, let us say in one sense, technically, if we were just talking rasa, is you have the husband in the house and the relationship that goes on. And then what his occupation is doesn't really matter. Whether he's the high court judge, or whether he's, you know, head of a business or this or that, you know, he's got to take out the garbage. You know, he can't leave his socks laying around. You know what I'm saying? As far as their relationship goes. Does that make sense? So it doesn't really matter. So that's the uniqueness that's there. It doesn't matter. So he can be the Supreme Lord, he can be this and that, but that's, you know, what he does in his spare time, you know, at the office, what do they care? Does that make sense? So, but their relationship with him doesn't change. So, then in this is that they have all the aspects within themselves. All it is the expansion just means it's dealing with a portion of that. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like yours, like we were saying before, that example. You're sitting on the couch, you know, and then you need, the remote's over there. So you expand yourself and go sit over there, and then you push the buttons, right? But you push the buttons according to what you said, and you're hungry. So you expand and go in the kitchen and get something to eat. So is there a problem here? Right? I mean, if the guy goes into the kitchen and gets something to eat and then eats it himself, now you have a problem. But if he brings it back, then what's the problem? Yes?
Lord, is it the same case when Krishna's feeling such intense separation in Dwarka and Lord Brahma manifests Nava Vrindavan and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan come to meet him? They also expand. Is it the same situation?
It would be, but there he's tasting that flavor of Vrindavan. So they're expanding as themselves, not expanding where there's a different mood.
Yes, yes, yes. But they are in Vrindavan expanding.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, his question is they've expanded, it's a different flavor, but it's like Krishna expanding as Balaram. It's not a problem. You know, it's just naturally, and then Balaram expands like this. So in this way, you can say Krishna is Paramatma. But technically, you could say it's Balaram who's Paramatma. But you can be more technical and say it's Mahanarayan who's Paramatma. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So it's not a problem because the expansion, unless it's a direct expansion where, you know, like Radha and Krishna are there and they expand themselves in the same flavor. What was that? That's Vilas? Or that's
Prakash.
Prakash is the same form.
Same, yeah. So here, same form, same mood, it's the same personality. So like here, Krishna is expanding as Prakash. Same personality, but he chooses not to know what he's doing in the next, you know, otherwise it'll be, yeah, you know, she goes, oh, would like to eat? No, I already ate over there. You know, so, you know, no, he's going to eat in all of them. You know. Unless he wants to sit on the front steps and eat in all of them. So yes, he's going to eat. Right? So, but when we talk about Vilas, that'll be that aspect. It takes on a different mood, a different kind of like that. So they're not exactly the same. Does that make sense? So that's why the gopis at Vrindavan can go and meet actually the queens at Dwarka. You know, it's like Krishna can interact with Balaram. It's a different personality. But he's his expansion. Does that make sense? Yeah. So there's no problem. They just keep expanding. That's how everything happens. Then it gets down. That's how the demigods work. That's why when it came time for his pastimes, then he informed the demigods that they should all take birth in the Yadu families and all that. So then you have there these both aspects. The demigod aspect, the eternal servant aspect. So it's just a matter of which one is the predominant form. You know, Prajumna is the eternal position, and Cupid is this expansion. But because Cupid lost his body, and because it's Lord Shiva who made that position, therefore then keeping that intact, then Cupid manifests, it has a form again through Prajumna, even though Prajumna is actually his origin. Does that make sense? And so both of these things can go on at once. Does that make sense? So the eternal associates, they stay in Dwarka. The others, the demigods, they went to Prabhas. You understand? So the demigods left from there. But the associates, they were in Dwarka. Even though they're the same. Mm-hmm. So you have all these kind of far out stuff going on. So, yeah.
Yes. Marge, the mood of opulence, is that an increased appreciation of Sambandha?
Increased position of Sambandha.
Rather than Abhideya, instead of just the activities of pleasing the Lord, appreciation for the environment.
You could maybe say there's an emphasis, but I wouldn't say, because otherwise Sai Baba means what is your relationship. Mm-hmm. So that relationship aspect would be there. That would remain.
So it's just relating to the Lord in that.
It's just mood. It's a flavor, because it's actually a quality of the Jnana Shakti. The Jnana Shakti then brings about the flavor of whether it's sweetness or opulence. Like that. Because it's the existential aspect. So the existence is there is that you're existing within the relationship of sweetness, or you're existing within the relationship of opulence. So therefore the existence around you then matches that. It's not about us, it's about our relationship with Krishna, because Krishna is the Vishar. But to taste all these things, then everything's expanded so that we can taste. You know what I'm saying? So we shouldn't make the mistake that we see, like those following Shankya philosophy or these other philosophies, that the jiva is the cause of all these things. So you could say is, oh, because of their mood like that, therefore all these different realms. No, that's all coming from Krishna's Icha Shakti. And then accordingly, then one fits in, that supported that Icha by what flavor that they're in. You know what I'm saying? So even you have Vaikuntha is expanded because of the flavor, but at the same time it's that you have that flavor, that's because of jnana. Then you have what activities you perform in Kriya. But the point is the activities perform, so therefore it will have that flavor of opulence and the results will be in that way, but it's all for the point of pleasing the Lord. So it's all about rasa. Is that?
Yes, thank you.
So in Dwarka we have sweetness as well as Aishwarya. So in Vaikuntha we have more prominently Aishwarya that is existing.
You would say it's Aishwarya. It means there's always some sweetness. Otherwise, if it's just opulence, then it won't be very relishable. Like Arjuna looking at the universal form. That's like Aishwarya in its maximum.
Yeah, because relationship can exist only if there is some flavor of sweetness also.
Yes, but the point is, since that's the point, then you just call it Aishwarya, you call it sweetness, you call it mixed. You don't have to say that it has some. We only bring that out so that there's not the idea that there's nothing. So, yeah. Skanda Puran explains that these... Oh, no, that's what we were just reading, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Padma Purana says in the Kartik Mahatmya, those who were gopis of Kishore age became the 16,000 queens at Dwarka during the Yauvana period. In other words, Krishna in Vrindavan was most perfect, and his Prakash form in Dwarka was perfect. The gopis in Vrindavan were the most perfect forms of Ladini Shakti, and the Prakash forms in Dwarka were perfect. Right? So that expansion is that it's perfect, but it doesn't have the same flavor, because you go from Kishore into Yauvana. And so in the Yovana, there'll be slightly a different flavor. Because you see, Krishna goes to, he leaves Vrindavan just at that point of Kaishore ending and going into Yovana. Does that make sense? So there's a slightly different flavor. Srila Jiva Goswami adds, the gopis are known as the 16 types of knowledge. I will recite their names. They are Lambini, Chandrika, Kanta, Krura, Shanta, Mahodaya, Bhishani, Nandini, Shoka, Vimala, Akshaya, Shubhada, Shobana, Punya, Hamsasita, and Malini. Right, so there's 16 kinds of knowledge. So when you're dealing in the material platform, then with the Mahavidya, with Durga, then there's only 10. So there's only 10 Dasa Mahavidya. But you see with Krishna and his gopis, then there's the Sodashakala, the 16. Like that. Just as the moon moves through the various phases, starting from the Pratipat, Krishna, taking particular opportunities for pastimes, reveals his various Shaktis. Since these 16 Shaktis are forms of knowledge, Vidya, since one gains secret knowledge from this teaching, and since this knowledge produces a symptom of Vaishnava, forms like Krura, cruelty, Bhishana, terror, and Shoka, lamentation, arise from the Lord Sarup alone. Kamsa saw Krishna's death, since he was terrifying to the wicked. And the wrestlers saw him as a thunderbolt, since they were perceived, since they perceive Krishna as cruel, right? So how they perceive him is how he's the Vishai. They're the Ashray of that, to be able to see it in that form, right? Like he gets into a wrestling mood. The cowherd boys don't see him that way, like that. So it's not the wrestling, right? It's that what is the shelter of relationship with the Lord that's there in the particular individual. He was a punisher. He was a punisher by the sinful king, since they saw him as the cause of their lamentation. Right? So he's giving the example of all these three. Okay. Kamsa saw him as terrifying. The wrestlers saw him as cruel, and the king saw him as cause of their lamentation. The apparent unfavorable shaktis may be explained to function in this way. The light of the sun is a cause of illumination, but for the owls it is like darkness. Thus Krishna is like the moon and his queens are like the phases of the moon. This example indicates clearly that his queens arise from his sarup, right? So that's why they say they're non-different from him. So he being, you know, one person, then that arrives, the sarup shakti is one person. Then that one expands as these 16. So these are the major flavors. This example, other explanations of the queens will be tinged with falsity. Right, so this is just how it works, because you're looking at the mechanical aspect. That's how it works. Is everything can be looked at from the mechanical side. It just loses some of its taste in that way. So that happens to be what it is, but that doesn't mean that the application is not there. So, Srila Sukadeva Goswami concluded. So every time when you take it that you have zero in the moon, but is there zero in the zodiac? Means the nakshatras and that, is there an actual zero? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so then you could take the tirtas, the what do you call it? The titis that go through, if you're taking it starting from zero. Like, because Purnima would be 180, so I'm saying Amidasa would be zero, right? So then, in going through the titis that you're going through there, then it also has those flavors of the nakshatras. So that would give the particular flavor for that titi. Right?
There's different logic than ours.
So then you can see what are the flavors that
the
are there.
The 0 point for the titis is taken as the position of the sun. But I understand your logic.
You understand, because the point is what I'm saying, is the zodiac's fixed.
Yes.
Because the means Krishna is all rasa, but the devotee is the ashraya. So that way you can say the devotee is fixed. And so then in that way, then from there, if you overlay it wherever is the sun, so that you would start there and end, you know, there and come through, then you would have, so even though you have, like you said, it's the 14 things, but then you have these two flavors,
yes,
you know, like that. So there must be the first flavor, and then there would be the second flavor.
Krishna Paksha.
Yeah. So for us, we're taking it the other way.
Yes.
You know, as the main, and so the others would take this. So the one is, you know, generally the smartest take the one. So they would take those moods, probably those mm-hmm. nakshatras to be more the prominent. Mm-hmm. While for us, the other ones would be the main.
Yes. So I've never heard it discussed in such subtleties before, but very good.
Okay. Once it works. That made sense to everybody?
No.
Not at all? Not at all. You have the zodiac, right? You have the 12 houses and like that. And so in this, then you have the 27 nakshatras. The 27 nakshatras are the wives of the moon. And so then when he's with each wife, there's a different flavor. Now these position of the nakshatras, they overlap, you know, into the different positions. So that way you get different flavors, even though it just. So what we're saying is that in this, we would overlap the moon moving from the Amavasya to the Purnima, right? So that way you get 16, right? So then that aspect, it would give then the different flavors that each of those 16 is giving. That's a way to mechanically then apply this. Because when it's actually applied, it's all moving. So then the overlaps are very, you know, completely always giving more and more, what do you call it? Flavors.
Yes.
You know, so we're not taking
combinations.
All, yeah, the combinations and all that. So we're just giving the mechanical basic. Does that make sense?
So in this example, Krishna is the moving principle?
He's the moon. And
okay.
they're the so to give the nakshatra a flavor, then that's give the titi a flavor, that's the nakshatra. But at the same time those can move, because the point is the moon moves, so the nakshatras and the titis can be in different places. So but the point was is just giving that there is these flavors.
In support of what you've said, at the very start of Lord Brahma's day, when he sets everything up, everything begins at Ashwini. So the titis and the nakshatras will be aligned with the same starting place.
Okay. At that time.
At that time.
And then after
it doesn't repeat exactly the same with all the planets in that place for the whole day of Brahma. It's just
whole day of Brahma.
There's no exact repetition.
Oh, so then when the day starts, it starts again.
Yes.
So it takes 1,000 Maha Yugas to go through the cycle.
Yes.
That's a lot of variety.
It gets very close. There's always some subtle difference.
Okay. Happen to be in the car with the same people, but the car is different. Okay. Yeah.
Or the car had 3 wheels instead of 4.
Yeah, yeah. Or they brought something different for lunch.
Yes.
Okay. Srila Sukadeva Goswami concluded, thus those women attained as their husband, the husband of the goddess of fortune. Although even great demigods like Brahma do not know how to approach him, with ever-increasing presence, means they're able to, because of their bhakti. Lord Brahma, because of the formalness and everything like that, he can't approach in the same way. With ever-increasing pleasure, they experience loving attraction for him, exchange smiling glances with him, and reciprocated with him in ever-fresh intimacy, replete with joking and feminine shyness. Because then you take those as, these are all opposites, right? So you get that whole range. Although the Supreme Lord's queens each had hundreds of maidservants, they chose to personally serve the Lord by approaching him humbly. Right? So then that means even the queens, they are going to deal in that, and the maidservants are going to assist. Those maidservants will be their expansions. So that means the 16, that's where you get the millions. Is that 16,108 are main? Then they have their expansions. Right? It's the maidservants.
Right. Hmm. Does it mean that the maidservants, they actually connected to the queen, not
yes.
with the pati?
They're connected to the queen, and because the queen, in other words, the rule is the friend of the friend is your friend.
Yeah.
So the maidservants will have a conjugal relationship with Krishna as the servant of the queen.
Okay.
Right. Otherwise, if they don't have the same relationship, how can they be involved?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Is that an expansion of the situation in Braj with the gopis and the
Yes. Mandis? I'm just saying that's why we say 16,108 are main.
Mm-hmm.
So that means beyond that there are expansions of them. And then you have the maidservants and that. But here queens are limited, but through maidservants you can expand. But in Vrindavan, then the gopis can be unlimited, and then the gopis and the maidservants are. So it's just that's the point being made is, I mean, one of the points is that Vrindavan is so much more grand than anywhere else. I mean, we see here is that it's pointed out Dwarka is more grand than Vaikuntha because there he's just with one wife, while in Dwarka he was 16,000 wives. But then in Vrindavan he has that even greater than in Dwarka. But for the wise, it's not this greatness that's the attractive feature. That's not the inspiring feature. It's the sweetness of why Krishna would do that and how he would just like he's personally there with each queen, like that. He expands to be there. And the queen, even though she has so many maidservants, she personally does the service. Like that. So the loving exchange, that's the special part. That's the greatness. So that makes sense. Okay. Although the Supreme Lord's queens each had hundreds of maidservants, they chose to personally serve the Lord by approaching him humbly, offering him a seat, worshipping him with excellent paraphernalia, bathing and massaging his feet, giving him pan to chew, fanning him, anointing him with fragrant sandalwood paste, adorning him with flower garlands, dressing his hair, arranging his bed, bathing him, and presenting him with various gifts. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna Book, we should always remember that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was playing exactly like a human being, although he showed his extraordinary opulences by simultaneously marrying more than 16,000 wives in more than 16,000 palaces. He behaved with them just like an ordinary man, and he strictly followed the relationship between husband and wife required in ordinary homes. Right, so that's why it said it has that aspect of maryada there, that he's following and doing what he should do. But at the same time, is there something more? Because it's the sweetness that's going on there. So the great opulence is there that he's doing that, is Dwarka. And so therefore that maryada is there. But at the same time, that sweetness is also there. Does that make sense? That's what makes Dwarka. It has all these flavors there. Does that make sense? But as we can see, the fullness and intensity is not as much as Braj. Braj is more. Because sweetness gives more of that, because we see as opulence is there, it reduces to some degree. When the opulence is focused on, you can't the intensity can't be that great. It may be very grand, but the intensity of the relationship can't be as much. So, yes.
Maharaj, before was mentioned that the 16,000 wives were in Lord Ramachandra's pastimes. Because at that time he couldn't marry them, so mm-hmm. He did now. So this expansion of the gopis, this mean the mood or potency on these jivas are the same jivas?
No, these aren't jivas. These are internal potency.
Because
the main gopis are internal potency, so then they're expanded. They're all internal potency.
So
jivas will be others. Lord Ramachandra?
The 16 who wants to marry Lord Ramachandra, they are jivas or also the internal potency?
They would have to be internal potency. Why would they be jivas? Unless they're expansions in that form. But the point is that the internal potency is what's married. The maidservants, those may be jivas. But, does that make sense?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Yes, so he was doing what is required, what is proper. So it's not that he's whimsically just doing. He's doing those things. Of course, now, he being the supreme enjoyer, now he's going to establish what's to be done, right? So therefore, the scriptures are simply defining what he likes, how he likes to act. Right? Because he is rasa, so the perfect manifestation of the husband and wife rasa then is given in the scriptures. And then he, acting as a human, he follows those scriptures, even though they come from him and defining what he wants to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like you create a game and then you follow the rules of the game to enjoy the game. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're not talking Calvin here. Therefore, it is very difficult to understand the characteristics of the Supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead. Even demigods like Brahma are unable to probe into the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. The wives of Krishna were so fortunate, right? So that when it says Brahma can't, because by his position he can't, even though he's a Shaktivesh avatar, he still can't. It's only through devotion, right? So then Brahma as a devotee, then as a devotee he can understand, not as Brahma. Does that make sense? Just like it says that even Lakshmi doesn't please the Lord as much as the devotees. That doesn't mean Lakshmi as the devotee. That means the position of Lakshmi is not, because he is the source of all opulences. So what's the big deal? Right? It's the interaction between Lakshmi and him that attracts his attention. But because of the Aishwarya and these the things that has a limitation, therefore they cannot please as much as then the gopis can. Does that make sense? You know, because it has that element of sweetness. Or in Dwarka, the queens, because it's that aspect of sweetness. So then so much more variety within the pastimes can be there. So it can go to a higher level. Right? So then from prema it can go up to higher levels. Does that make sense? So in Dwarka it can go up to Anubhava. But in Vaikuntha it doesn't go that far. Yeah. In their dealings as husband and wife, Krishna and his queens would smile, talk, joke, embrace, and so on. And their conjugal relationship ever increasingly developed. In this way, Krishna and the queens enjoyed transcendental happiness in their household life. Although each, so that's how you know it's transcendental, because from the time they're getting married, it's going this way. Right? We'll let everyone connect the dots. Although each and every queen had thousands of maidservants engaged for her service, the queens were all personally attentive to serving Krishna. Each one of them used to receive Krishna personally and when he entered the palace. It doesn't mean that the maidservants aren't there, but it just means the offering of the item wouldn't be done by the maidservants. The arrangement of it, getting it there, all those things, that would be done by them, but she would be the one offering. And then what's to be done, how it's to be arranged, she would be telling them, not just leaving it up to them. Does that make sense? Yeah. In this way, Krishna and the queens enjoy transcendental happiness. Okay. Each one of them used to receive Krishna personally when he entered the palace. They engaged in seating him on a nice couch, worshipping him with all kinds of paraphernalia, washing his lotus feet with Ganges water, offering him betel nuts, and massaging his legs. In this way, they gave him relief from the fatigue he felt after being away from home. They fanned him nicely. Right, because he had been out at the, you know, with the Yadus in the assembly hall, then, you know, taking care of the affairs of state, right? In this way, they fanned him nicely, offered him fragrant essential floral oil, decorated him with flower garlands, dressed his hair, asked him to lie down to take rest, bathed him personally, and fed him palatable dishes. Each queen did all these things herself and did not wait for the maidservants. In other words, Krishna and his different queens displayed on this earth an ideal household life. Right? So it's not that the guy comes home And the wife's out at the spa. She's left a note that, what do you call it? Dinner's in the microwave. She just has to hit the button, right? Yes.
As a grihastha, and you should follow, like not imitate, but like follow in the footsteps. And but how is the balance? Like you want to support and inspire, but you also do not want to like the ego. Like
yeah, but that's how you balance it. Means, in other words, one's doing the duties, and as the ego goes up, then one pulls back those, and then when it goes down, then one does again. It's just like balance. It's like a nuclear reactor. You know? that's the art of how you apply it. Does that make sense? You know, it's like you're eating very nice things, but if the stomach's a little funny, then you eat more simple things. Then when the health is better, then you eat. That's why there's always variety, because you have all the varieties of emotions, situations they can be in, and any combination of those. So that's what goes on. But we're doing it simply to please Krishna. You know, as mentioned in the Vedanta Sutra, were we quoting there? That was Odalomi, or no, the one before?
Ashmaratya.
Ashmratya, that we're performing these duties, the husband thing to please the wife, saying to please the Lord, because it's the household duty, so he's performing his duties to please the Lord. So then the wife is thinking the same thing. Right? But that's the medium you use, because otherwise, if it's not about doing those, you say, oh no, but why should we do that? That's mundane, then why get married? Right? Just sit down, chant Hare Krishna. I worked for Haridas Thakur, and if you say, well, he's a man, what about the ladies? They sat down also. Shaved their head, put on one piece of cloth, sat in front of Tulsi, chanted 3 lakhs of rounds. They were good. Right? In a sense, so it works. So therefore, if you're going to use the medium, use it. You know, in other words, you make a kitchen, why wouldn't you use it? Right? So if you have a kitchen, you want to please Krishna through cooking, but it's about pleasing Krishna, but you do it through cooking. You don't say, oh, but all this cooking time takes away from my chanting. So then sit down and chant. You understand? That's why he probably gave 16 rounds minimum. Now, if we chanted all day, we get more than 16 rounds done. Right? Even if you're chanting slow, right? You know, you're chanting, what, 16 rounds in 2 hours? I don't know. Does that still work like that these days? Like that? Yeah, okay. And so then that means then if you take 16 hours, then that means you could get, you know, what do you call it? 8 times 16. So that's 2 lakhs done. You know, it may be a little less or more depending on how long it takes you to take a bath or eat or, you know, do all these things. Does that make sense? So the whole point is we can't use it that when we like it, then that's supposed to be done, and when we don't like it, then it's Maya. No, it's just household life has its duties. You perform those duties. And that, what is the standard? We have to remember, he's a king here, so he's doing. But as Brahmins, then he may not have as much manifestation as this. It'll be more simple. But the principle is the same. Does that make sense? And so that's because we're using that medium in our service to Krishna. But it's not that's just all we do. We still chant and all these things. Like that? Because we're devotees. But as householders, then it has this part. It doesn't take maybe as much time, but it's still what time it takes. It still has to have that focus. Because in any case, just like we mentioned, if you have husband and wife spend the whole day together, the quality interaction will be basically the same as if they're, you know, doing their different duties and only come in contact for less time. You understand? It'll just stretch it out because later. So it's all it is you just, the preliminaries become extended. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, we use time for sadhana and service and all these different things. So the time spent together, then we'll get the maximum benefit and the minimum amount of time. It's not I need X amount of time for interacting. No. It means what time you have, that's when it'll work. Does that make sense? But it's realistic also. It's not that you limit it down to 5 minutes or something. Then that may not work out so good, because, you know, take all that intensity in 5 minutes and maybe over the top. Yeah? Okay. Okay. Yeah, no. Oh, that's the end of the whole thing. Oh, but time is up. So today's Monday?
Yes.
We'll do that tomorrow. Om Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki. Jai Nitai Gaura.
Bhagavatam class that the more you become advanced, the more you can appreciate that Krishna's expansion in the material world and his pastimes with the opulence. But here it says that the wise don't appreciate.
No, the wise, they're not. They're not enamored by the opulence of the world. Doesn't mean they don't appreciate it. They're not enamored by it. But that's not their inspiration. Their inspiration is the devotion.
So they appreciate, but their real taste is in the Krishna's pastimes and Vrindavan.
No, their real taste is in the rasa, exchange of rasa between the Lord and the devotees, whatever the situation. So it's not the opulence that's going. That's there.
Yeah.
But the point is it's not that they don't appreciate these other aspects.
Yeah.
So they think that the reason, it's not that he's with 16,108 queens, that's the impressive point. It's that why he would do that and be with six, you know, make those arrangements. That's what attracts the minds of those who are more wise.
And why is it said in Bhagavad Gita that I think it says the wise, they worship him because they know his greatness?
As opposed to worshiping yourself because you think you're great.
Yeah. So that's not the actual attraction.
No, but it's just they worshipped him. That, but the point is, but also, what's his greatness? His greatness is his love for the devotees. Bhakti Vatsala, that's his most attractive aspect.
Yeah.